She was a very special woman, Lucy. She lost her mother when she was very young and had a stepmother whom she apparently got along with really well and lived with at some point. She got married fairly, you know, at that time, fairly young, to John Blair Scribner of the publishing company. And she unfortunately lost her husband 3 years later. So it was a very brief marriage, and she never remarried. Her health was not great, and if I understand correctly, that's one of the reasons why she came up to Saratoga originally for the bath. And eventually she just decided she liked it so much that she ended up moving up here from New York City. But her lifestyle, because of her health, was really pretty quiet. You know, she would travel. She had a car and she had a chauffeur, and she would travel with the people who were working with her. And she went to New York a lot, but she was very consumed with working with the whole Skidmore institution. And then she was very interested in young women, as some other well-to-do women were, the education around that period. And she started founding the School of Industrial Arts for young women, and then it expanded eventually. She was the driving force in getting it to become a real college.